cough. All right, we are back. We are live. This is the Rob Zicari Show. I am your wonderful host, Rob Zicari. I don't know if I'm wonderful. I'm all right. But I am your host, and I am navigating you. We are like a ship, all right? We are a race car. That's what we are. We are, ugh, Alan Dershowitz. I'm sorry. I blurted that. Alan Dershowitz. I don't like Alan Dershowitz. Okay. I want to talk about Alicia Machado. And now, this has been the topic all week. Now, it's funny because, let's try to break this down, all right? And I'm glad we're doing it in the second hour because a lot of times we'll do some of these bits in the beginning and then people just jump in and they have no idea what we're talking about and they only hear half of it and then rather it's on Periscope and they start, you know, with the comments, F you, F your mother, F this, F that, you suck. Or they start emailing me, you know, F you. And they don't hear what we're talking about from the start. And if they heard from the start, unless they're a hipster douchebag liberal, they would then understand what the hell we're saying. So, let's begin. The media, okay, this is not a right-wing conspiracy, okay? You know it, I know it. The media is liberal. And it's not they're in the tank for Hillary. They're in the tank, okay, they're in the tank for Democrats in the grand scheme of life. So it doesn't matter if it was Hillary, could have been Joe Biden, could have been Bernie Sanders. That's why the media went as easy as they did on Bernie Sanders. They could have done a real number on Bernie Sanders, but they didn't. Why? Because ultimately, they weren't sure how everything would play out. They weren't sure how everything would play out as far as Bernie and Hillary. And they're not going to just beat the hell out of Bernie. And then all of a sudden, Bernie wins. And now, you know, they've done this just beat down. They weren't going to do what everyone on the right did to Trump. They weren't going to do it. They weren't going to do it. They weren't going to be Glenn Beck. They weren't going to be Glenn Beck. And they still won't be Glenn Beck. Every single leftist, every single one of them, will never, ever utter a bad word about Hillary Clinton. They just won't. Or Bill Clinton. They won't. So, ultimately, if you are on the right, okay, ultimately, if you are on the right, you are in a no-win situation as far as the media, as far as Democrats. You're in an, it's like playing checkers or chess or even tic-tac-toe, where no matter what move you make, you're cornered. You've all played the checkers before, the chess, and you get to the point where you go, well, I lost. Because if I move my piece here, you jump me there. If I move my piece there, you jump me there. If I move my piece here, you jump me there. I lost. I'm cornered. That's it. Doesn't matter what I do. And that's how it is on the right. So when you hear people on the right say, why does Trump just let the Alicia Machado thing go? Why does he have to tweet at 3 in the morning? Why will he not just let it go? Let it go. Now let me explain to you why this is a lose-lose. You have the debate. It was choreographed. It was set up. And the aftermath of what happened was choreographed and set up. The Alicia Machado story. That was set. Okay? That was gonna be brought up. How was it gonna be brought up? At the end of the debate. Because if you bring it up in the beginning of the debate, or you bring it up in the middle of the debate, you have plenty of time. You have plenty of time for Trump to go, okay, so you're going to bring that up and you're going to accuse me of this. Well, now I'm going to hit back. Now I'm going to hit back. So in turn, Lester Holt brings this up with a minute or a, 2 minutes left, the end of the debate. Hillary has a prepared attack. She unleashes it. Soon as the debate is over, you have story after story, whether it's Cosmopolitan or some other publications, talking about Alicia Machado. You have campaign videos with Alicia Machado. So you have this all set up. And then the next day, on every single news broadcast, there's Alicia Machado. Now, to the low information voter, they're basically being told that Alicia Machado was just some poor secretary who was fat shamed and abused. I mean, seriously. To the low information voter, the history of Alicia Machado, and even the history involving CNN, doesn't exist. Does not exist. Doesn't exist. Because remember, her saying Donald Trump called her Miss Piggy and some housemaid, whatever it is her word against his word. That's not proven. The only thing that's proven is that she won Miss Universe. She then ballooned something like 50 or 60 pounds. It became a huge story to the point that CNN back in 96, 97 covered it. By Jeannie Most. You all know that old Jeannie, you know, that old. Well, she's old now, but you see her, and she does those funny little, it's a kind of like your grandmother doing like, and this is Jeannie Most. Almost like the Rooney guy from 60 Minutes, where it's like, why do we have clocks? She's that type of reporter. She does that type of shtick. So when all of this controversy was going on, she did one of her bits where she came out, and I talked about this, 2 days ago, but she said, when Alicia Machado of Venezuela was named Miss Universe 9 months ago, no one could accuse her of being the size of the universe. But as her universe expanded, so did she, putting on nearly 60 pounds. That was CNN. That was CNN. And then the article was Expanding Miss Universe Works to Shed Pounds. That was CNN back in the 90s. Okay? That was CNN back in the 90s. Talking about Alicia Machado. So, you have Alicia Machado saying, Trump called me this, Trump called me that. And no one heard this. It's her word against his. The only thing we know is that she won Miss Universe, gained about 60 pounds, looked like Roseanne Barr, like the pre-surgery Roseanne Barr, like the Roseanne Barr where she's scratching her crotch doing the national anthem. It became a huge story where CNN and everybody started making fun of her because this was the 90s. The word fat shaming wasn't invented. Liberals hadn't invented that yet. If you were fat, you were fat and you were unhealthy and you were going to die. And people said, hey, man, you're fat and you're unhealthy. You're going to die. You need to lose weight. Remember, liberals have created the era of, oh, you're, you know, ninth place. Here's a ribbon for ninth place. Oh, you're fat? That's all right. Here's a magazine about fat guys and fat chicks. And we'll call it fat shaming. You don't have to lose weight. Yeah, we know it's unhealthy. Yeah, we know your arteries are clogged. Yeah, we know that it goes against every aspect of health and fitness. But you know what? We live in a time where we have to make excuses. So back in the 90s, if you competed in a beauty pageant and you beat 50 or 60 other girls, and you're crowned the most beautiful, you then have to be that person for a year. Just ask Vanessa Williams, okay? Nobody really wants to bring that up, but go ask Vanessa Williams. She did Penthouse years and years and years and years and years and years before she won Miss America. The pictures got published and the pageant went, we can't have Miss America posing in Penthouse. And everybody went, but she did it like years ago. And they went, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So back in the 90s, before Obama hijacked this country, before liberals hijacked, I mean, they've always hijacked the country, but in this past 8 years, talk about hijacking. Hijack, carjack, rape, whatever, you name it. They've just took it over. Lady America, our beautiful country, you know, Statue of Liberty. They ought to have a picture of Obama bending Statue of Liberty over, raping her with the CNN, ABC, NBC, late night TV, Washington Post. Just that you want to make cartoons? You want to make a cartoon of Trump being a big fat pageant winner and putting it on your magazine, or Trump dressed as Hitler, you want to put that on your magazine? Put a picture of the Statue of Liberty getting raped by Obama. Okay? Imagine the movie The Accused, okay? And Jodie Foster's getting raped on the pinball machine. And everybody's cheering. Yeah, yeah! There you go. Make that cartoon. Our country being raped by Obama while the media from top to bottom, and that doesn't just include the newspapers, but media, rather it's Colbert or The View or whoever, standing over Obama's shoulder cheering, yeah, rape. That's what we've been going through. So, this girl was Miss Universe. She became a big fat, just a big fat slob. If it was a guy, I would say the same thing. Okay? If it was a guy, I would say the same thing. So she becomes a slob. They're going to take her crown away. The press is everywhere. And Trump's part of this whole, she got to lose weight. They try to make a publicity stunt. Because, I mean, let's face it, with the reporters, all of that, it was all publicity stunt. But the media, rather it's Lemon or Cooper or Maddow or whoever, want to give the impression that Alicia Machado was in a gym, and all of a sudden the doors got kicked open and there was the press. She got ambushed. It's not the case. Absolutely not the case. So, the narrative the next day on the news, on the magazines, is Trump did all of these horrible things to this poor, innocent, you know, secretary. Because, again, people downplayed the whole Miss Universe. They downplayed what it means to be a pageant winner. Because everybody's taking the 90s and placing it here in the 2000s. Because 2016, beauty pageants like that are looked down on. Because you're judging girls by how they look. And we now live in a society where you can't judge women by how they look. That's a no-no. That is a no-no. You cannot judge women by how they look. Can't do that. Because that's fat shaming. Or ugly shaming. Or whatever shaming. So in turn, this thing from the 90s is now something that happened in 2015. So now, you have every single one of these news programs saying all of these things. All of Trump's horrible. Look what he did to this poor young girl. So now the Trump people start pushing back. They start pushing back. They start talking about Alicia Machado and her porn tape. Now, of course, the media says it wasn't a porn tape. But listen, what we consider, and when I say we, maybe people in our audience that listen to our show would consider a porn tape, is not the same what the average person looks at as far as a porn tape. Not everybody looks at a porn tape being a girl getting gangbanged by 17 guys dressed as rabbits with five dwarfs doing acrobats. I don't know where I came up with that, but just say a gangbang. The average person doesn't look at a girl being naked, making out with a guy, engaged in what looks like sex, going, oh, that's not pornography. That's light petting. That's not the case. Okay? I'm sorry, but that's just not the case. So when Alicia Machado is on a Venezuelan TV show where people are naked. I mean, listen, foreign television is different than our television. So when she's doing a Big Brother style TV show and they have hidden cameras that are filming her having sex with one of the other male contestants, and then she's describing the act, and that's going on all while people know that she's engaged to a professional baseball player, to the layman at home who doesn't go online and watch dwarf gangbangs, that's pornography. Just like Playboy magazine is pornography. The fact that Alicia Machado, was involved in an attempted murder. I mean, driving the getaway car. threatening a judge. I mean, this is all the stuff that goes along with this woman. And nobody in the media brings it up. So the narrative is this poor girl who is a victim of big bad Donald Trump, the evil sexist pig, this scum, this horrible instead of, here's this woman who was completely in on every aspect of her life. She was not this 18-year-old babe in the woods that was belittled and berated. No. She won Miss Universe. She was a pain in the ass. She went on an eating binge and gained a whole bunch of weight. And before she was going to get her crown taken away, they all came up with a plan to do a publicity stunt. And in turn, she was going to lose the weight. And if you look at her history, because that is a big deal. When you're then doing newscasts saying, Donald Trump called her Miss Piggy. Donald Trump called her this. Donald Trump called her that. Well, who says it? She does. So you believe her? Well, yes, we do. Well, why? Why? Look at her past. Don't you have to look at someone's past? You look at Donald Trump's past. You say, well, look what he did in 1970. He's a racist. Look what he did with his father in 1976. Look what he... So if that's the case, why doesn't the same standard apply to her? Why doesn't the standard apply to her? So this is the media narrative. Now, here's the chess match. Here's the checkers game. If Donald Trump doesn't push back, if Donald Trump doesn't have surrogates that push back, ultimately, the narrative is the babe in the woods who was abused by Donald Trump. And if you elect him president, he will abuse women in the White House, women in press conferences, and it will just be Caliglia in the White House. Basically, it'll be the Clinton administration. So when the media and my friends on the right go, why can't Trump just let it go? Because if you don't get the message out as far as a pushback, the only message, the only message that the average low information voter gets is that from CNN, ABC, NBC, Washington Post. The only message they get is the message of a babe in the woods who was abused by this evil, misogynist scumbag. And if he doesn't push back, if he doesn't get out there and say, guys, take a look at this. What the media is telling you is wrong. Take a look at... If he doesn't get out there, the average person at home as I like to say, the mushy middle goes, well, everybody's saying these things, and we're not hearing anything from Donald Trump. You know what that means? It's true. Means it's true. That's what it means. It's true. So, if Trump doesn't say anything, and he just ignores the tidal wave of, look what Donald Trump did to this poor, innocent, sweet girl. Oh my God, look what he did. Look what he did in this case. Look what he... If he doesn't say anything, then the low information voter is only getting that information. They're only getting that information. And when it happens one day, okay, and then it happens 2 days, okay, and then it happens 3 days, okay, where Trump has to get online at 3 a.m. and say, everybody, go and look at who this girl is. Look at the history of who this girl is. All you low information voters who are watching Don Lemon do a 2-hour show of my history and who I am as a person and so forth and so on. Look this girl up. Find out everything you need to find out about her before you make a judgment based on what Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, and the rest of the media are telling you. And that is why Trump did what he did at 3 a.m. It has nothing to do with being unhinged. It has nothing to do with being, a crazy man, whatever you want to say. It has everything to do with making sure the mushy middle goes and looks up who this Alicia Machado is. Look up how this person got interjected into this political news cycle. Now, if Trump didn't say anything, if Trump hadn't battled back, what do you think? Again, this is the major chess match, the checkers match, and this is the con that Republicans are constantly getting involved in, and that is, who's our moderator? Lester Holt. I don't know about that. Seems kind of... Don't worry, Rance Priebe. Don't worry, Republicans. He'll be fine. Are you sure? Yeah. Okay. Bump right up your keister 4 years before. I don't know about Candy Crowley. You know, don't worry about it. It's all good. Don't worry. Okay. Bump right up your keister. They never learn. They never learn. They never, ever learn. Hi, I'm John McCain. Oh, what, old lady? Obama, he's a Muslim? No, he's not. He's a good Christian man. He's a great guy. Huh? Hey, media, you gonna give? Oh, I'm still an old, sickly, trigger-happy, nut job Republican? What? Wait a minute, I'm not getting any... What? Okay, right up your keister. So this notion of If Trump would have just left it alone, if he would have just left it alone, after the debate Monday, Tuesday, it would have gone away. Bull. Bull. If Trump would have just left it alone, guess what? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today, Friday, it would have just been the same exact thing, except no information out there about how this Alicia Machado came to be, her past, everything about her, basically being nothing more than a campaign. I mean, you want to talk about swift boating? It's a swift boat. That's what it is. It's a swift boat. It's a swift boat. Like I've said countless times, Democrats are the dirtiest players around. Because they're the media's part of them. So they're able to do what Hillary did. Okay, we're going to talk about this girl. And then the next day, all of you are going to put out your stories. And everybody goes, okay. Republicans used to be good. Lee Atwater, we won. Even that stupid Karl Rove, we won. When we're dirty and we play like Democrats, we win. When we take that bizarre high road, because we are better than that, we lose. We lose. And it's been proven time and time and time again that when liberals say, oh, don't worry, it's going to be fine. Don't worry. This isn't going to hurt a bit. Guess what? It effing hurts. When liberals say, it's not going to hurt, it's only going to last a minute, it's the most excruciating pain in the world, and it lasts forever. Don't ever forget that. And the people on the right that are going, why didn't Trump just let it go? Why did he have to tweet? Why does it have to keep going? Why? What? They are the same ones that year after year, debate after debate, get told, don't worry, this will be different. Really? Yes. Yes, it will be different. Okay. And then it's not. It's not. I mean, look what the left is doing with the whole Bill Clinton thing. The left, and at least, I don't know what the percentage of the population is, but at least a good portion of the population of the voting public knows that Bill Clinton's indiscretions were when he was in power, like president or governor. Now, the media is trying to twist this because they don't want millennials to know that. So what they're trying to say is, well, you know, Donald Trump is bringing up Bill Clinton's infidelities, but millennials, Donald Trump has a history of doing what he's accusing Bill Clinton of doing. So let's discuss Donald Trump's indiscretions. Millennials, what you need to know about Donald. And they don't make the distinction of, hi, I'm a builder, playboy, want to bang as much coochie as I can because I'm worth billions and I might never be able to do this again because I'm going to be old and eventually I'll get prostate cancer and my junk won't work. That's a totally different scenario than I'm the president of the United States and I'm going to use my office to get as much coochie as I possibly can. I'm the governor of Arkansas or wherever. I mean, I know he's Arkansas, but I'm saying whoever's in power. I'm the governor of Arkansas. I'm the governor of California. I'm the governor of Alaska. And I'm going to use my power to get as much tukey as I possibly can. That is so unbelievably different than being just a real estate mogul. Totally different. Totally different. You still, listen, I mean, who knows? They might pop somebody up out of the blue. But I think if they would have had somebody, they would have done it already. But we haven't heard Trump being involved with a woman who says, I got this position because I was having sex with Donald Trump. And he told me that if I didn't have sex with him, he would fire me and ruin my career, and my wife would ruin, or his wife would ruin my career. We haven't heard that. All we've heard is, oh, you know, he was on Howard Stern talking about banging Princess Diana or wanting to bang Princess Diana. It's totally different. But the media is trying to spin it because they don't want those millennials to go, so when was Bill Clinton having all of this sex? Well, when he was in the White House and when he was the governor. What? You mean he was using the Oval Office as a sex den? Yes, he was. Wow, that's gross. That's, you know what? That's not a president that a little girl can look up to. Remember, guys, those new Hillary Clinton ads that have the little girls and they're in the mirror and they're combing their hair. And while this is going on, you hear Donald Trump, you know, saying whatever he's saying. And at the end, it's like, vote Hillary. Is this the type of guy that you would want to, you know, your little girl to look up to as president? What? And as a millennial, you're like, yeah, yeah. Who's that? That's Bill Clinton. You weren't around when he was the president. Oh, was he a good president? Yeah, in between sticking cigars in girls' vaginas. What? You mean he would put a cigar in Hillary Clinton's vagina? What? No. He had, like, interns. What do you mean? Like, interns. Like, girls your age. Like, 20-year-old girls. And he would use their vaginas as ashtrays. What? Yeah. That's disgusting. Yeah. So what's worse? Donald Trump being a tycoon trying to have his sex with as many girls as possible, or the leader of the free world using cigars as sex toys with women's vaginas? I think the president, exactly. Mic drop. And only a hipster douchebag liberal will respond with, because hipster liberal douchebags are the worst human. They really are. I'll say it. They're deplorable. Okay? They're deplorable. They're wretched human beings. Because they are able to parse. They are able to parse the concept of Bill Clinton using a cigar as a dildo as being presidential. And when Donald Trump says something that they deem offensive, they go, how could that person be the president? What do you mean, how can that? Bill Clinton was the president. So what you're saying is, as long as you don't say that in public and you do it behind closed doors, you're fine with it? So you're fine with Bill Clinton because, until everybody found out, nobody knew. And if Linda Tripp never recorded Monica Lewinsky, nobody would have knew. And in turn, all's good. And that's a liberal thought process. So, just remember, when your friends on the right go, why doesn't he just let it go? You let it go, and the liberal media is still going to talk about it every day. They're still going to talk about it every day. They're still going to talk about Alicia Machado every day, except there's no pushback. There's no pushback from you. There's no pushback from anybody. And at least with the 3 a.m. tweet last night, if the mushy middle, this is how you got to look at it. If the mushy middle didn't know the history of Alicia Machado and actually do a little more investigations into the situation back in the 90s and the fact that CNN, Jeannie Moe said the girl is as big as the universe. And if they didn't know to do any of this before the 3 a.m. tweet, they definitely did it after the 3 a.m. tweet. Everybody that now needs to know who Alicia Machado is, and for the mushy middle to, after days and days and days of Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer and Daily Beast and BuzzFeed and everybody talking about it, they at least now can go look up the information, because there's enough stuff out there now, and they can make up their mind. They can go, really? Really? This is what the media has been going crazy about? Wow. They really are dishonest. They really are scum. They really are in the tank for Democrats, because they're all Democrats. They really are the lowest form of human life. And that's why Trump has done what he has done all week. That's why he tweeted at 3 o'clock. Because if you don't push back and you don't, and you don't give your side, it goes unanswered. And Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper still talk about it every single day. And they keep having different Clinton surrogates talking about it every single day.